Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, Metro Atlanta's most beautiful and effective advertising for your small business. We offer the kind of exposure and recognition that many thought was only available for America's high-profile celebrities. Our mission is simple: to unite women business owners for their mutual benefit and generate a new level of excitement and visibility for what they do. We're honored to lead the way in shining the spotlight on women business owners. In today's segment of Spark Plug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Mrs. Judy McClendon Redmond about her upcoming fifth annual Rare Pearls Women's Empowerment Luncheon to be held on July 20th, 2019 at 10 a.m. in Douglasville, Georgia. Our very special guest today is a Florida native who moved to Georgia in 2012. She received her bachelor's degree from Barry University and her MBA and her master's of organizational development from Webster University. Today, she is the executive director of the Rare Pearls Leadership and Mentoring Program, Incorporated. Their mission is simple also: to empower and enrich girls and women through encouragement, education, and training by example while serving in the community. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta and beyond, Mrs. Judy McClendon Redmond. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
How are you today?
Doing good, thank you. Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, how long has the Rare Pearls organization been in existence?
We did a kickoff in 2015, and this is actually giving us our 5 years this year. So our kickoff for this program started on July of 2015. That was our first official time.
But what is the Women's Empowerment Luncheon, and how did you come up with the idea for it?
Well, there was a need when we kicked off. My thoughts was, of course, through prayer and answering this, how can I bring women together to get this name out, get this Rare Pearls Leadership Program out into this county and this city? So the first thing about it was, hey, women like to have fun, they like to shop, and we like to eat. All that comes into a nice luncheon. So that's where my thought came from. So I needed to get the program kicked off and to get women involved, and girls as well as the girls involved, but we know that before the girls can come, the mother has to come. So the program came about, and I said, well, we like to do all those things, the shopping, the eating, and the getting together. So it was a luncheon, and of course I found a place to have it, and the thought came about, let's do the women's empowerment. So from there, this happened. And now we're moving on strong, and we're getting bigger.
Well, tell us about the fifth annual Women's Empowerment Luncheon, and what is the purpose of it?
Well, the purpose of this one, once again, is to bring our women together, as well as our girls, to let them know that there is a need for us as women who have experience and who've lived life, that we can give back, we can pull these young girls up, because there's so many of our girls that need us. And my thoughts were, even I was mentoring way back when, before mentoring became a name, but then I moved here, I was teaching middle schoolers at my church, and there was so much these girls were telling me, so much they were telling me, but they thought it was good, they thought it was okay. And I saw there was a need for us as grown women to reach out, and I'm one that likes to deal with the issue, not talk about it. So that was my thought. I said, we've got to do something. We've got to do it quick. God, how do I do something? And so that's when I thought that we would do the Women's Empowerment Luncheon, and this is to really bring women together so that we can meet the needs of these girls. So we know what we've been through. So now let's help them going through what they're going to deal with what they're going through. And so that was
my purpose,
is to bring women together so that we can meet the needs of these girls.
Well, what is the mission or focus of the Rare Pearls Mentoring Program?
Our mission is to empower and enrich our girls and women, and we're going to provide a safe harbor to help them grow while they're learning to respect themselves and others. So once again, our mission is to make these women whole, make these young girls whole, so that we can have them to be productive citizens. Not everybody doesn't have to be president. Everybody doesn't have to be the CEO of a company, but they need to be productive citizens, feeling good about themselves. So that is our mission. Our focus is on the individual, for self-esteem, the character, the competence, and have integrity in all that they do. We feel like now this is the time for women. So it's best that we start from ground floor, meaning with these young girls, and to empower them to know that they are enough and they can do what they were purposed to do and they were ordained to do on this earth without having to be validated by anyone else but God. So that is our purpose. So we want these young ladies to do the best that they can and to know that, you know, we all fail, and that's what the importance is about our mentors. We let them know that, hey, we've fallen, but we get up, and that no one is perfect. And when we're transparent like that, that helps the girls to be open and honest themselves.
Now, Miss Judy, you told me before the show that you lived in Denmark for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, do you share any life lessons with the young ladies about your time in Denmark?
Oh, certainly I do. The cultural change, the differences, the things that we do, the differences in the things that we do, as well as the people I share with them, and you know the importance of being who you are. You know, when I went there, of course I went with my husband. His job transferred him there. Mine wouldn't, so I had to take an early retirement in order to go. But I go there, and the young women, you know, because everything is rampant and free over there. At 15 years old, they're considered grown if they want to be. So it's the difference, and to let them know that still who you are, you can still be who you are. And I've come to find out that a lot of my friends, which I still have there, you know, they respect me for what I didn't do. Yeah, I didn't have to go along with them. But, you know, be yourself wherever you go and wherever you are. And that was one of the main things. That was one of the main things I learned. It was important for me to be the strong person that I was in order to be who I was. Even though it was nice and everything was free-flowing, but you still have to know who you are, and no matter where you go.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your mentees. Are there any success stories that you would like to share with us?
Sure, there are. We have several. Now, we've had already, this year we have our third graduate. And so the first two graduates, of course, are in college. One is in college in Florida, in Orlando. The other one is, and actually they're sisters. The other one's in college in Louisiana State. But right now, she just left last month to go to Europe. She's in London right now, studying abroad, and I think she's going to be there for 2 months. And so she has been placed on the dean's list, and, you know, she does give Repros credit for giving her the confidence that she needs to be able to leave home, go to a different state, and to go to college there and make the dean's list and be on top of her game. And she has just, both of them have just imploded and done everything that they needed to do as far as leadership. Now, Unique Williams was our first graduate for the program, and she's the one that went to Orlando on a full scholarship, as well as the other young lady, her sister. Both of them have full scholarships. And they do credit our organization for giving them the extra that they needed to be able to have the confidence and to be the young women that, with the etiquette, even the etiquette training that we give, has helped them to go further in what they do. Because, you know, as some of the girls said, you know, we go to some places to eat, and there's so much silverware on the table, we don't know where to get started. So we've taught them that, even in our etiquette training, on which piece of silverware to use, which glass to drink out of, how to act, how to cut your food up. And so those things have carried our young ladies to where they needed to be now. And as well as, you know, being successful in those things, even the small things as that nature, those young ladies have gone out into the world to meet other people, because we have been on our task to take them around different places in Atlanta to meet different people, to intermingle with different cultures. And so now they have gone off and they've gone into the world that they see now to put those things into practice. So that has been beneficial to them as well. You know, it's a testament to what we've been teaching that has been falling on fertile ground. And then our other young lady, she graduates this year, and of course she was shy when she came into the program, and now she is open and she has a job and she's dealing with people, and we see her teeth finally, she's smiling. And so we have stories of that nature where we have empowered them to speak up and to say things and to know how to speak correctly, most of all, because we do Toastmasters workshops as well. And then we do have another young lady who she's still in high school, but she has taken on her role that she has learned in Rare Pearls as an entrepreneurship. And so she has been taking on dresses and bringing in dresses into the high school and giving them to young ladies who need clothing, not selling them, but just taking on prom dresses and bringing them to young ladies who need them and just making their day. And she's She was awarded a $500 gift card from the bank for her work that she has done in the high school, and she does credit our organization for being a part of helping her to get a leg up on that, because we have been teaching them and having entrepreneurial workshops, and she's been gleaning and learning from that. So those types of stories that we've been getting, and even now, the girls in-house, we have a couple girls that are up-and-coming entrepreneurs. There will be vendors at our luncheon that they have started doing what we've done because we've pushed them into that vein, and they've shown that they had a desire to own a business. So we have I've given them, like, free tables to sit and maybe sell their thing so they can get an idea of what you're supposed to do as a business owner. So those young ladies will have tables, and they will be selling their goods. And they have learned now from as young ladies, and they're still in middle school. Actually, they just went to high school. And so they're starting as young ladies to be businesswomen. And we're teaching that. And those have been successful because one of the young ladies sells paintings. And, of course, I push her paintings, and I try to buy from each of the girls so that I can advertise for them as well. So as far as being successful, they are up and coming, and even the young ladies, everyone doesn't want to own a business, but a lot of them want to do other things, and they are going for it, because I have them write their goals down every 6 months, and I put it in an envelope, have them sign the envelope and seal it, and 6 months later, I have them to open it up and see if they've met their goal. And my thing that I always let them know is, if you have not met that goal, tell us why. And what can we do to help you to get to that point? So that alone pushes them, because we ask that in front of the whole group. And therefore, you know you have to have done something, or you have to have had the desire to do something. And as I share with the girls every month, that, hey, you can be on the right track, but if you're not going anywhere, you can get run over still. So we just want to make sure our girls stay on the right track, and we want to make sure they're busy.
Everything you're teaching them is right on point. And so that's a beautiful thing. So I want to definitely let you know we appreciate everything you and your organization are doing, okay?
Well, we certainly do. Thank you for highlighting us and for giving us this opportunity to share. So, yes, and thank you for saying that, because even the mentors need a confidence boost every now and then. So we appreciate you saying that.
All right. Then tell us, how is the Rare Pearls Mentoring Program and their mentees? Now, I know this seems kind of redundant now since you told me all this stuff, so forgive me, but how are you making even a further impact in the community?
We're getting out, and not only are we asking for funding to help out, donations and support, but we're also giving back. We don't just take. We're out to give. We give to the hungry. We go out and feed the hungry on Thanksgiving Day. We partner with another organization. And we feed the hungry. We're in charge of all the toiletries and blankets and clothing. And we do that on the day of Thanksgiving with the food, and we do it on Christmas Day. So we get out in the community, and we're doing that. And we go out and we serve as hostesses for a lot of events. Now, we have women, you know, older women, 80, 75-year-old that have in their birthday parties. They're asking us to be hostesses at their events. So, of course, we dress in uniform, and our girls go and they serve. And we're trying to go and do all other things. We serve here at the Douglas County Connection as readers. We read the books. When the authors and poets reception, we read books to kids. And we go out and we are hostesses for those events as well. So we try to get in the community. September Saturdays, we have a vendor booth out there trying to promote our organization, letting people that pass by know what we're doing. And we've also been asked by the juvenile court system to come in and to help those young ladies there. So we do receive those young ladies as they come in as well. So as we can, we try to have an outreach where we can. As for instance, one of our supporters, a gentleman lost his life, and of course his family is left destitute. So now we've gotten together and decided we're going to adopt that family, and we, as a Rare Pearls organization, will support that wife, that mother of three kids, and make sure she's taken care of. And so
I commend you for that as well.
One of our supporters. Yes.
Beautiful.
So we teach to keep both hands open, one to receive and one to give. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we're practicing. And I think that's what's going to keep us above ground.
All right. Well, who are some of the partners and sponsors of the Rare Pearls organization?
Where our in-kind supporter is WellStar Douglas Hospital. WellStar allows us to use their conference room for our meetings. And Heritage Baptist Church is another one of our biggest supporters here in Douglasville. Heritage Baptist Church allows us to use their location for our meetings and workshops as well, because they have a huge fellowship hall, and that's where we usually have our Christmas banquet for the girls. So Heritage Baptist Church, the door is always open to us for whatever we need it for. And right now, they're especially important because WellStar is going through reconstruction process, and we can't use their conference room anymore, so we're totally now at Heritage Baptist Church. So they are, I would say, they're our biggest contributors, our biggest supporters. And then Avon is a sponsor. Avon actually has their products. Ms. Sophia Cobbs Lloyd, she is the person that supports us with the Avon products. I'm not sure if you know, but Avon Products has a product called Rare Pearls. And so she's actually trying to get us to be on the page, the front page of the Avon book as the Rare Pearls, representing the Rare Pearls.
Okay.
So, and that's another big supporter. She makes sure we have all the products to pass around so that people will see the name and be able to associate the name with us. And we have, right this year, we have Macy's and Dillard's on board, who will be corporate sponsors at our event this year. We have Chick-fil-A and the TS Digital TV and Guitar Center of Marietta, Georgia, as well as Burlington Coat Factory, Costco, AT&T, Kroger, Publix. We have all those, and then we have the Jeweler for Children, the JFC, Jeweler for Children, and we have Atlanta West Jewelers, who also supports us, and Ms. J's Kitchen and Culinary Incubator, Ms. Janetta Patton, who is one of our speakers. She's also one of our greatest supporters. So we certainly appreciate everyone that has been a part of us this year and even in the past. I forgot the one, West Georgia Woman Magazine, who has done a great interview on us and featured us in the magazine for the month of July.
Well, it sounds like everybody's on board.
Well, we're trying to get everybody and then some.
It has been
a great journey, so we're certainly trying to grow in that area. You know, people can partner because everyone can give something back. I said, even if it's just a smile or a hug or a positive word to our girls, that's giving. So it's not
that's
that
right.
Everyone has to give a fat check or have a room for us to sit in, but everyone, you can give something. You can give advice. That's giving. That's supportive.
Now you sound like Mother Teresa. You know, she said even the poor should give.
Yes.
You know, even if it's only kindness.
That's right. And that is, and I believe that to be true. I always have to tell this story because there was a young man when I was in Orlando, as an older gentleman, sitting on a bench in front of a Publix grocery store. And I walked in at lunchtime and I gave him a smile and just looked at him. When I walked out of the store, he said, "Ma'am, you made my day. I've been sitting here for 3 days. No one even looked at me. They thought I was invisible, but you smiled at me." He said, "That means I will get up and go." And so that, to me, cost me nothing, and it took nothing away from me. So that's why I share with our young girls, you can give someone a smile, a compliment, and it does not dim your candle at all. You're still shining, but you made them shine too. That's what we're going to go on. You know, just giving something for free sometimes takes us further than the money would. So that young man not only made my day, but he said, and I made his, but he certainly made my day. So that those things we should keep in mind when we think we can't ignore people because we don't have a dollar to give them. Give them a smile. So that works, and it still works today.
All right. Well, we only have a few minutes left, so let me ask you this question. Got a couple more for you. Do you have a message for people and organizations who are interested in supporting Rare Pearls Mentoring?
Yes, I do. The message is, you know, help where you can. As I just mentioned, money is always good because we certainly need the finances in order to run the program. But there are other things that you can do. Whatever you have, you know, give. Whatever you're able to, however you're able to support us. And as I was saying, even at the church and the hospital, they don't give us finances, but they give us space. And right now, if you have anything that you can give, not only to Rare Pearls, but to anyone, that can leave an impact on them as well as yourself. So just give and not hold back. And it's always good and rewarding to give and help others.
All right. And how can people learn more about the Rare Pearls Mentoring Organization?
Okay, we do have a website, which is www.rarepearlsmentoringandleadership.org. as well as we have a Facebook page, which is a very nice page where we keep it up as far as placing our photos and upcoming information and things that are happening on things that are happening with our organization. And you can call me. Our number is published on our brochures as well as and as well as on our webpage. So, and I like to, a lot of people do give me a call, and I just explain to them over the phone what we're doing. And we go on, and, you know, and that's, once again, you can always take the website or the Facebook page, whichever one you prefer. And brochures, we have brochures, we do mailings. We had a news page, but that stopped. We're getting ready to start back up our newsletter. So if you want to be on a mailing list, certainly you can email us or tag us on a Facebook page and ask to put you on a mailing list.
All right. And before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us when and where your event is being held and where can people go to purchase tickets?
Okay. The event is being held at the Douglasville Conference Center, which is a beautiful state-of-the-art center here in Douglasville. It is at 6700 Church Street in Douglasville, Georgia. The event actually starts at 11:30. The vendoring starts. The vendor sales will start at 11:30. The event itself, the luncheon itself, will start at 12:30. And that will go till 2:45. And immediately at 2:50, our fun fashion show starts, which is a powerful, fun fashion show. Sometimes we have professionals as well as a mixture of attendees from the audience. So it's about fun, and this year our entertainers are Ms. Babbie Mason along with Ms. Johnny Proby, our two recording artists, and they are going to dedicate and release a new single that they've written themselves for Rare Pearls. And also we have Minister Fred Jones, who is a mime. He's a minister of mimes out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And our two keynote speakers, these women both are so powerful, we had two keynote speakers, Ms. Janetta Patton, who is the owner of Jay's Culinary Kitchen Culinary Kitchen Incubator. And we have Miss Monica Pearson, as everyone around here knows Miss Monica Pearson. So these two powerful women are going to be our keynote speakers for this year, and we are expecting a grand time. And you can purchase your tickets at eventbrite.com. And what you would look for is www.rarepearls.com. 2019 WEL, meaning Women's Empowerment Lunch, .eventbrite.com. The tickets are $50 adults, $20 for children 12 and under. And as well as if you would like one, you can call at 407-341-5867, and I could place a ticket at will call.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me by going once again to our Rare Pearls email address, which is rarepearls2015@gmail.com, or you can send us a message once again through our website at www.rarepearlsmentoringandleadership.org. Send a message there, leave a message, I am one of these people that I will give you my number and you can call me. It is at 407-341-5867, and it is 407, not 404, as people want to change it. but it's 407. So, and I do pick up the phone. People laugh because they say, you're the only person who knows to answer the phone. And I can answer the phone because I know I can do it, not to return your message when I should. So I usually pick up the phone. And that those ways you can certainly reach us, and we will certainly get back to you.
All right. Well, Mrs. Judy McClendon Redmond. Anytime somebody's doing something big, I notice they have three names. Isn't that something?
No.
All right.
But I'm good. I'm Judy. Simply Judy.
All right.
Is always good.
All right. Well, Miss Judy McClendon Redmond, Executive Director of Rare Pearls Mentoring and Leadership Program Incorporated. Thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for having me, and we will certainly appreciate it and look to see you and wherever we can see you around town, and we hope that you look to see us as well.
Well, I look to see you on Saturday. Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners like Mrs. Judy McClendon Redmond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Mrs. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.